Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're going through probate at the moment and you want to share your story with us, you can drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. You'll be aware that the waiting time to look after a loved one's personal affairs, it can take up to 10 times longer, depending on where in the country the probate is applied for, basically where you live. This is data been released today from the Royal London Ireland, and they found the county's offices, which had the longest periods of time. Cavan's local district probate office has the quickest processing, while, for instance, in Longford, there was a 4-week wait, and then processing times were the longest in Clonmel, in Tipperary, and also Castlebar and Mayo, where the average time there could be anything up to about 20 weeks. John Costello, who's a consultant solicitor at Noble Law Solicitors in Dundrum and Dublin and past president of the Law Society, is with me here in studio today. John, you might just set the scene first of all as to when somebody is applying for probate.
Yeah, certainly. Well, the first thing to note is that if anything that is in joint names between spouses or partners, you don't need to apply for probate in that situation. So it's only where assets are in the sole name of the deceased person that you need to apply for probate. And there are three documents required. One is a statement of affairs, which sets out all the assets and liabilities of the estate, and that's signed by the executor or executors if there are more than two in the will. And then you have to sign an affidavit confirming that the will is valid and confirming the value of the assets in the estate, the gross assets.
So does it typically mean that the person who has passed away or died, that they didn't have a will?
Well, most people have a will. I don't know what the statistics are, but I think about 60% of people have wills and 40% don't. So if you don't have a will, it's the closest next of kin that has to apply for the grant of probate. But you talked about delays there.
Yeah.
There can be delays for various reasons.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, the executors could delay because legally an executor is not obliged to take any action for the first year. There's this called an executor's year. But of course, in most cases, executors are obliged to be efficient. And you can't wait the year and do nothing.
And the executor, John, is usually the person who the deceased person has kind of charged with executing the will and their wishes.
Yeah, what it would mean is it's normally the surviving spouse or partner, or else it could be one or more children if it's a family. And basically, their duty is to sign a statement of affairs, setting out the assets and liabilities in the estate, to sign an affidavit confirming that the will is valid and confirming the gross assets in the estate. And you lodge those two documents with the original will in the probate office. Now, the probate, you talked about delays there, and I have been ringing around colleagues around the country, and the delays seem to be between 2 months and 4 months, generally, the figures I've been given. And Dublin is about 2 months, Galway 3 months, Carlow, Kilkenny, Leash 4 months. So what our solicitors are doing is that they're applying to, you can apply to Dublin from anywhere in the country. And if Dublin is faster than your local probate office, solicitors are applying to Dublin.
Because it is the local district office you're applying to, isn't it? The probate office.
Yes, but any person around the country can apply to the probate office in Dublin if they want to for probate. But there is good news, I'm glad to say. These delays will hopefully be history very shortly. There's a new online probate system set up where you file the papers online with the probate office, and you have to lodge the original will. It only applies where there's a will at the moment.
Yeah.
And but it means then that the grant of probate is issued within 10 or 14 days. I was speaking to a solicitor.
So it cuts the solicitor out, the middleman out, does it?
No, the solicitor drafts the papers but lodges them online. But what I'm saying is that it's only taking 2 weeks now.
That'll be good news.
Which is brilliant.
But that's where there is a will in place.
But they will expand it to intestacies where there's no will. And I want to thank the probate office staff and the court service staff. Quite often they're blamed for a lot of things.
Okay.
But it was their initiative.
Let's hear from listeners about this today. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Ray's with us on the line here, John. You can pop on your headphones there, John, as well. So, Ray, you're still waiting for probate to clear. How many months on now?
Nice to hear you from you this afternoon.
You too.
Yeah, my mum died on the 4th of January, 2025. And probate was started more or less within the next month, 6 weeks after that. So we're now waiting 18 months for 18 months. Anything from the probate office.
And have you been given a reason, Ray?
No reason at all. Our solicitor just said that it's just a waiting game. That's the way we have to wait. Now, what I'd like to point out is this waiting game that for 18 months that we're going through, there's an awful lot of hidden fees that people don't realise. But first of all, we've our solicitor's fee to process all this. Now, my mother was in a nursing home before that. So the bill for the nursing home now is generating interest. The funeral director has been on to us only last week saying about the outstanding bill, and now they are going to have to put interest on that bill. And as well as that, the probate fees vary from 1,500 to 4,000. So they're extra costs that because probate is taking so long, that these costs are incurring all the time and growing. No, but if anybody does a search on Google or DuckDuckGo to find out how long does it take in Ireland, they take between 6 and 8 months, it says. And it says, take into account that there could be delays up to 6 weeks. Now, 18 months I'm waiting. Now, there's another relation of mine. Her mum died, and she's waiting 29 months.
Right.
And still nothing. So, like, it's just a waiting game that people have no answers to. Well, if anybody in any business has a backlog, they get more staff to handle that backlog. Now, if it's a seasonal backlog, they can take on temporary stuff. But this is an ongoing thing. I respect what your solicitor there is after saying, that now it's becoming online.
Mm.
That still won't relieve the backup that's there. If there's a backup, I'm waiting 18 months.
And it won't address your situation, Ray, either. John, I know you're not familiar with the ins and outs of Ray's situation there, but what advice would you have for him and maybe others that are experiencing? Because, I mean, 18 months, it's a long time.
In my entire practice, I've never come across a delay that long. I think I don't think it's just the probate office. There must be some other problem. What may have happened is that there were queries raised by the probate office and haven't been fully answered or properly answered. That's the only thing I can guess. But certainly, if the fault is with the probate office, I'd consider proceedings against them. But I find it hard to believe that there is that
delay.
There
could be some additional issue.
I think there's an additional issue.
But I suppose, Ray, maybe just on, you know, on a point on that, like for you and the family, you know, and obviously you're getting over the grief as well of your mum and loved ones and all of the support that you require. You know, you probably want to, you know, you probably want to see this kind of through, you know, get the process finalised to help you and the family grief.
Yes, Andrea. Now, first of all, there's no problem with the will. There's no problem with the probate on all the information we gave them. Your solicitor said that this is unheard of. This isn't unheard of. I can name 10 friends of mine that have spent over 2 years, 3 years waiting on probate to get issued with no problems. Mm. Now, the executor of the will, it's a very small will, it's a very small house.
Yeah.
There's only myself and my brother involved. A couple of other beneficiaries getting small amounts of money. But to be honest, there is nothing. The probate office has not got to our solicitor saying there's a problem of any sort.
You don't know what the problem is. It's a long time, isn't it? It's a long, long time, 18 months, Ray. And then you say another family member too, or a friend, relative, waiting a long period as well. A listener tells me in Galway, probate took 2 years, that they're still waiting on paperwork there. Another listener, I'm actually still going through probate myself. It's 9 months, and we also had a will in which all of the affairs were left to me, but there was a fishing license in the deceased's name, and that seems to be the only thing that is taking up some time. Just let me bring in Ray Cook for a moment. Ray Cook is the CEO of Ray Cook Auctioneers, because I've no doubt, Ray, probate probably causes issues for people that are trying to proceed with a house purchase too.
Yeah, like it's quite common there. Like, you know, what we come across is when the parent or family member dies, where is the will? Is there a will, you know? Then they have to track down the solicitor who holds the will. Sometimes we've had people there that had a family member that had 6 or 7 wills with different solicitors. So that's obviously not that common. Do the family then do the probate themselves, or do they get a solicitor to act on their behalf? If they do it themselves, it's going to take longer. And it takes, in my experience, double the length of time when they do it themselves. Now, most, Andrea, most probate sales are normal probate sales. What's a normal probate sale? Mm. Your parent owns a house and has a bank account. And that's what most people, most parents have nowadays. And that means, like I said, it's a very straightforward case that can close. Once all the probate documents are lodged, it can close within probably 3 months, 3.5 months. The problem is the solicitors probably aren't doing their work. And like every industry, there's good and bad solicitors. And by the sounds of the other Ray on the phone, his solicitor obviously hasn't done something, or there has been some, because again, the probate office we find are very efficient to deal with. Now, they are very particular in relation to, we had another one that was delayed with the date of the location of the date or the location of the debt, and it was Dublin, and we had to change it to the Mater Hospital in Dublin, you know. So also other delays that we see as well, and it's very bad advice, and it's a common misconception that you can't put your property on the market until the grant of probate is issued. The property can be marketed, can actually go sale agreed, and even contracts can be signed subject to the grant of probate. Because then that's a further delay and it's further cost as well, because you're running a household. A lot of time, once it goes over 3 months, you can't insure the house anymore because there's no one living in the property and insurers won't insure it. And that obviously adds to cost there as well. So they can run the property sale along that. But what we find the most is like Ray just said there as well, is the Fair Deal scheme there as well. A huge amount of family members nowadays are in the Fair Deal scheme. And once the family member dies, the clock starts that day that they die. And you have 12 months to pay off the Fair Deal scheme there as well before you're hit with more interest and penalties as well. So that's quite common there as well, that it's adding more costs to families as well. And like the other guys, Ray and John, said there as well, the costs are just adding up for families as well.
And look, we don't know the details behind why, you know, any particular case has taken such a, you know, a long period of time. Perhaps there could be, you know, legitimate or not reasons for it. We're not aware of the finer details of that, maybe, just to say too. But like, you know, you would have to wonder, is there a time frame, John, in which the legal practitioners have to carry out, or, you know, or put pressure on probate to be finalised?
Well, first of all, it's the duty of the executors to act efficiently. So that means that normally they will have to instruct a solicitor to prepare the probate papers. Now, that should be done ideally within a few months max of the date of death.
And if not, what can you do?
Well, you can. Well, if there are beneficiaries who are, you know, are not satisfied with the delays, they can lodge what's called a caveat in the court system to put the executors on notice that they are to sign the probate papers as soon as possible. And if they don't, the High Court can make an order against them and authorising them to sign the papers. So if there are serious delays by the executors, you can lodge a caveat as saying get a court order. But just on Ray raised one point about the funeral expenses. You don't need probate to pay the funeral expenses. The bank will release funds in every case to
for
pay
the funeral,
for the funeral expenses.
Yeah, but for the likes of the Fair Deal scheme.
Oh, yeah, but that's appalling, yeah.
You know, and if there's a nursing home, like an invoice waiting, and as you know, our caller Ray described, the invoice or the increments that are now being incurred on that as well.
Yeah, well, someone is seriously to blame in Ray's case, but I just don't.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you can't speculate into that, and I totally appreciate that. But I'm just even thinking, like, other texts coming in, listeners says, we've an executor that won't sign off in a will. It's been going on since 2018. Anything we can do?
Well, lodge the caveat again into the High Court office to ask and get a direction against the executors if necessary.
Another listener wondering, can you please tell me if the solicitors have to finalise the full aspects of somebody's will within a certain time? Probate was done pretty quickly in our case, but 4 years on, still not finalised.
Well, it depends on the assets. It depends on... because there can be tax in other jurisdictions. If there are assets in other jurisdictions, for example, that could delay matters. But to be quite honest, in a straightforward case, it should be done within a year and 18 months.
But it's often, and I would hear anecdotally from listeners getting in touch too, John, you know, even by way of email to the programme, talking about maybe if there was the boundary of land that wasn't you know, drawn correctly, or if the paperwork isn't right in the deeds of the house.
But that doesn't delay probate.
It shouldn't have any
implication. No, that doesn't. It would affect the sale, but it wouldn't affect probate.
Listener says, my mother was left a house last October in a will. There was no problems, no glitches. It went to probate before Christmas via a solicitor. Still waiting, though. Solicitor told her it's a waiting game, that a year would be normal. My daughter bought a house 3 years ago, delayed 9 months over probate. I know nobody who hasn't had massive delays.
Well, what I do in practice, I can only talk for myself, yeah, is that when I get a sale agreed, I complete the probate papers immediately then and lodge them and get probate within 3 months. And that normally that's not an undue delay for when the contract has been signed.
Yeah, another listener again. Is any way to avoid probate at all or having to go through it?
If assets are in joint names, there's no need.
No need.
Yeah.
And finally, my sibling is an executor of our will. Our parent passed away in early 2020. The probate only got sorted this year, says this listener.
Yeah, well, you don't know who's to blame. It could be the executor, it could be the solicitor, it could be the probate office. You need all the facts to know.
To try and ascertain the problem there. John Costello from Noble Law Solicitors in Dundrum. Ray Cook there, who's the CEO of Ray Cook Auctioneers, and Ray as well. Thanks a million for getting in touch. Email lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.